Welcome to our church's transformative journey through the New Testament by embarking on a year-long voyage that will enlighten, inspire, and deepen our faith. Join us as we dive into one section at a time, exploring the New Testament's teaching and wisdom. Through this collective endeavor, we will grow closer as a community, drawing strength and guidance from the powerful words of the New Testament. Together, let's embrace this incredible opportunity to enrich our spiritual lives and to walk hand in hand through the sacred pages of the New Testament.
Thank you once again for joining us today. I am Michael, and I am delighted to be able to share with you today from 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians. We've just finished up 1 Corinthians. And now we're moving to Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. Today, I'd like to share with you from chapter 4. It was a phrase that we see in verse number 1 and as well as in verse number 16. And the phrase is this: we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. The King James says, we faint not. The word literally means to be utterly spiritless, to be wearied out, to be exhausted or drained, to be discouraged. It's almost, I get this picture of a worn out puppy dog right after a walk who's gone too far with his owner and now is just flat worn out. Well, here in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul uses this phrase in chapter 4, verse 1, and in verse number 16. He says, we do not lose heart. Paul is exhorting and encouraging us with his words to continue on, to preserve, to keep living for God, to keep faithfully living to God, even in the midst of discouragement, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of whatever's going on in your life. But don't let your passion for the Lord and zeal for the Lord to grow faint, but to continue on. Right? We're tempted to lose heart. He lists, if you read through this chapter, several reasons why we might indeed lose heart. Chapter 4, verse 4, he says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And so there's this verse that Paul's reminding that the gospel is hid to unbelievers. It's like a veil. Unbelievers do not and cannot understand the things of God. Their hearts are hardened to the truth of Jesus. He also tells us that in verse number 8 and 9, we could be tempted to lose heart, right? Because of the suffering of this world. He says, we're afflicted in every way. We're perplexed. We're persecuted. We're struck down. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body. The burdens, the trials of this life, no doubt can cause us to lose hope. It can cause us to lose heart. And so Paul wants the church at Corinth, and he wants us to continue on. We do not lose heart. Well, how is it that we cannot lose heart? How is it that we can continue on in the faith? Well, he mentions several things in this chapter that I could point out, but I just want to point out just a couple and to encourage you today to continue in the faith and not to lose heart. And the first is to know that is to trust that God's power can sustain you, right? Even though he says we're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed, verse 8. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. God has not left us. No matter what happens on this earth, there is hope. Nothing this enemy could, nothing our enemy can do to us can destroy us. Paul said in other places, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The world and the God of this world can take our possessions, but not our treasure." We have the greatest treasure. He is Christ and Christ in us when we come to know Him. So don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. Recognize that God's power can sustain us. But not only that, I love verses 16 through 18. I've mentioned these verses before, but it says, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparisons, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." How can we not lose heart? It's by looking to eternity, fixing our eyes on Jesus, setting our minds on the things above. He says, "We look not to the things that are seen, but we look to the things that are unseen, the eternal inheritance that awaits, the glory of seeing Jesus Himself. No pain, no sickness, no decay. Though our outer self is wasting away, we recognize we still have a hope. We have a hope because of Jesus' victory and resurrection on the cross, His death and resurrection for us. So we look not to the things that are seen, but we look to His glorious appearing one day. The things that are eternal, the things that will last forever, for all these momentary pleasures will fade away. But ultimately, it is God who sustains us." You know, there's a, in the Far East, there's a tree called the Chinese bamboo tree. This tree is different from most trees in that it doesn't grow the usual fashion. When this tree is planted and watered and nurtured for a whole year, it does not even grow an inch. But the farmer continues to care for this tree. Year three, year four, and still there's not much to show for this tree. But an amazing thing happens in the fifth year. All the hard work seems to be paid off because the Chinese bamboo tree seed at last grows. And not just growing as we normally see with other plants, but the bamboo tree shoots up to more than 80 feet all in just one growing season. It's hard to believe, right? But the farmer of the Chinese bamboo tree has to be extremely patient. He has to be enduring. The farmer of the Chinese bamboo tree must not give up. It seems like it would be easy, right, to lose hope. It seems that it would be easy to give up and to grow weary. You're not seeing anything and to lose heart. But just as this farmer of the Chinese bamboo tree must continue on, Paul wants us to continue on recognizing, hey, it's not us, but it's Christ in us. How do we continue? Not by our own power, but by Christ's power in us, looking to eternity. So today, you might be going through a hard bout of discouragement. I don't know exactly what's going on in your life, but one thing I want to encourage you to do: do not lose heart. Look to eternity. Recognize that this life is short, and trust that God's power can sustain you. God is with us. May we be a people who do not lose hope. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the cross, and we thank you for your Spirit. God, would you go with us? Would you strengthen us? Would you encourage us? Would you help us to be found faithful? In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this month's memory verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9. I'd like to read it for you today. It says this, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Beautiful words for us today. Thank you for joining us, and I hope that you have a great week, and we hope to see you soon.
As we conclude this episode, remember that every chapter holds immense significance and power. Let's carry this journey beyond these moments and into our lives, allowing the teachings to shape our thoughts, actions, and relationships. May the wisdom we've uncovered guide us daily, fostering compassion, understanding, and love within our hearts and community. Thank you for joining us on this incredible venture through the New Testament. Let's continue to read, reflect, and grow together, allowing the transformative power of these sacred scriptures to illuminate our paths.